and good morning. You know, it's morning someplace in the world, but I want to remind the audience that we have people walking around that need to wake up. So I say good morning again. You know, the time does not matter if you're asleep. You need to wake on up, right? So let's not waste your time or ours. So I want to start out by saying hello, good morning once again. And my introduction goes like this. It's like music is like poetry and has a message. And history, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. You see, words have meanings that we can comprehend like definitions. And news can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. I'm asking each and every one of you to pull back the musical curtain to see and hear the contributions of our diaspora. And you're sure to find our quest moment where we attempt to make waves, ladies and gentlemen, vibrations. So I want to thank you once again for joining us to hear a different perspective of our community. Now, each week, Brielle Claire and Justin Hill present segments from the African-American diaspora that review history and definitions to clarify and highlight our diasporan contributions to the world, everybody. Now, I want to ask my two student hosts before you come on, right, to look into your research bags and find out something relevant that relates to Mother Nature as it relates to Mother's Day. And let's give our Mother's Day shout-outs, maybe not at the beginning, but before we close out. So put that in your toolkit, guys. Give us an amazing feat, something from Mother Nature, and a happy Mother's Day shout-out before we wrap up the show for today. Right, and I want to begin by bringing on ladies first. Brielle, Claire, you can open up the show. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. And today I will be basically doing all my things for today. Good morning, everyone. Take a seat, lay back, have a drink or snack while you listen to interesting history on how Black people conquer their dreams or overcome fear. Now, as we introduce student host Justin Hill, me, student host Brielle Claire, and Mr. Bates, our mentor. Now, we will soon start our segments for today's show.
Okay, thank you very much. Justin, take it away. Good morning, Justin.
Good afternoon, everybody. And I am student host Justin Hill. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. And my first diamond segment is on John Lewis. John Lewis was born February 21st, 1940, and died July 17th, 2020. He was an American politician and civil rights activist who served in the United States House of Representatives for Georgia's 5th Congressional District from 1987 until his death in 2020. He participated in the 1960 Nashville sit-ins, the Freedom Rides, was the chairman of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee from 1963 to 1966, and was one of the Big Six leaders of groups who organized the 1963 march on Washington. A member of the Democratic Party, Lewis was first elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1986 and served 17 terms. The district he represented included most of Atlanta. Due to his length of service, he became the dean of the Georgia Congressional Delegation. Lewis was one of the leaders of the Democratic Party in the House, serving from 1991 as the Chief Deputy Whip and from 2003 as the Senior Chief Deputy Whip. He received many honorary degrees and awards, including the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2011. And that is it for my segment of John Lewis. And the reason why I chose him was because he was an American politician who served in the House of Representatives. And that was it for my segment of Diamonds.
All right. Okay, so we don't want to waste any time here. Justin, you came up with a definition to basically describe or match John Lewis, and talk to us about it and share with us that definition at this time.
Well, my definition segment is on the word aspiration. Aspiration is a hope or ambition of achieving something, also the action or process of drawing breath. The reason why I chose aspiration for John Lewis was because he had hope of basically like being a politician, and he did achieve it. So that's why I chose the word aspiration.
Okay. You left yourself wide open. The door's wide open. I'm coming at you, Justin. I'm coming at you. What are your aspirations? What do you hope for in life? Share.
Well, my aspiration is to be very successful, and that's really it.
Okay. And how are you going to become successful?
Well, my dream is to be in the NFL. So in order to do that, I'm going to work very hard and try my best.
You know what? That is the correct answer. You get 1,000 points. Okay, I'm ridiculous. There are no points. You're definitely on point. That's the point that I want to make. And we want to continue, right? I think you did a great job. We're going to come back. I'm going to play a song real fast, right? And we're going to come right back. And Brielle, we're going to let you take it away. And I want to remind you guys of two things. Number one, look in your toolkit. We're going to talk about Mother Nature, how it relates to your mom at the end of the show. And secondly, and more importantly, you know, I heard you say good afternoon. It might be afternoon for some people, but some people need to say good morning to them because they're walking around, sleep, Justin. They need to wake up. Good morning. And on that note, we'll be right back after this.
Thank you.
Okay. We have on the line 1619, area code 602. Good morning. How are you? And I want to say to you, in case you just dropped in with us, I'd like for you to introduce yourself, and I say good morning for those who are out there who might be asleep. Good morning.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and I'm on the line with my guy, Mr. Ronnie Jones, a.k.a. Betrayed Innocence. We come to sup with y'all. Happy Mother's Day to all the listeners out there in Radio Land. Mr. Jones, you know how to go.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Greetings to you. Happy Mother's Day to our mothers and our grandmothers, great-grandmothers. And we just come to say thank the Lord for a new day. I go by the name Betrayed Innocence. I do production and music. So we work mainly with the children. We're trying to stop the violence out here and get some things going. So if you need any assistance from us or anything, just let us know.
Amen. You know what?
Amen.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you for, you know, just joining us and giving the blessing. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. And don't you hang up just yet, right? Because I need to copy down the phone number, and I'll call you up after the show, and we'll chat. But right now, we're going to continue on. And again, I say thank you, right? But right now, we're going to continue on with our next student host, Brielle Claire. Brielle, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. And I'm here with my first segment for today on Benjamin Oliver David Jr. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deep and you find yourself. Benjamin Oliver David Jr. Benjamin Oliver David Jr. was born on December 18, 1912, in Washington, D.C. He studied at the University of Chicago. Before entering the United States Military Academy, he was commissioned in the infantry. Later in 1941, he joined the first group of African Americans admitted to the Army Air Corps into pilot training. When he graduated, he organized the first African-American air unit. By the end of the war, he flew 60 missions and was able to get promoted. After war, he helped plan the desegregation, and he graduated from the Air War College in 1950. In 1959, he was the first African-American police officer to the Major General 2-star in the Air Force Company. In 1970, he was named Director of Aviation in the U.S. Department of Transportation. He became an Assistant Secretary of Transportation in 1971. David received many decorations during his career, including to Distinguished Services and Silver Star. He was also awarded his fourth General Star, making him the highest within the U.S. military to be honored in retirement, although he sadly passed away in 2002 at the age of 89. And again, you are listening to Brielle Claire on WSLU 89.5 FM, and that is it for my first segment for today on Benjamin Oliver David Jr.
Wow. You know, I just want to thank you for resurrecting, Benjamin O. Davis, for giving him his spotlight in the sun this morning. He was a Tuskegee Airman. We just can't give him enough accolades. But, you know, more importantly, he lived the right old age, a full life, complete. Brielle, I'd like for you to not hesitate and continue on with your definition that corresponds with Benjamin O. Davis. So I'm going to hand it back to you to take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Bay, and I am here with my next segment for today on definitions. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us, We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And I will be defining the word pilot, a person who operates the flying controls of an aircraft. For an example, he was a pilot. And the etymology of this word is Greek word pronounced pilon. And again, you are listening to Brielle, and that is it for my segment on definitions.
All right. Thank you so much. Great job. And right now, musically, we're going to continue, but when we come back, we're going to come back to the real deal, Justin Hill, in just a moment. But right now, we have Jazz Woman to the rescue.
Visit is a great superhero by the name of Ella Fitzgerald. She wrote an amazing song children of all ages still love, and it goes like this. A biscuit, a tasket, a brown and yellow bag, wrote a letter to my mommy, and on the way I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it, a little girl, they picked it up and put it in her pocket. She went trucking on down the avenue without a single thing to do, peck, peck, pecking all around. Then she spied it on the ground. She took it, she took it, my little yellow bag.
I'm going to show you a little bit of it, and then I'm going to take you to visit jazz superhero Louis Armstrong. Sing the alphabet with me just a bit. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. I see trees of green. Bloom for me and you. by the name of Duke Ellington, and as a matter of fact, he had a partner, Billy Strayhorn. One day he gave Billy Strayhorn directions on a napkin, and the genius of him turned it into a great, great song that's such a famous jazz tune is When You Must Be a Train. Wanna go to Sugar Hill in Harlem, and if you take the A train, you'll find you found the quickest way to Harlem. So hurry, I think I hear it coming. Can't you hear those rails humming? Quickest way to Harlem. So we'll go Jazz Woman to the rescue. Jazz Woman to the rescue. Jazz Woman to the rescue. Yeah. Jazz Woman to the rescue. Go Jazz Woman. Go Jazz Woman, go, yeah. And time passes and, well, the foundation of most American music, modern music, is the blues. And rock and roll, at its origin, the mother of rock and roll, first lady to play a Gibson guitar, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And the music got transitioned, and it goes something like this.
To the rescue, and she was giving us a lesson for the music of jazz, the music that we know as jazz, with the roots, you know, she says that jazz is the music, but the roots come from blues, and there was just a lesson, and a multitude of different artists, Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, Rosanna Tharpe, she just mentioned so many people. So on this day, right, like any other day, I just want to say that Antoinette Montague is a friend of Quest Youth Radio, and we are honored to play her song as she educates us about the music. Now, speaking of being educated, I like to bring on our next student host, the real deal, Justin Hill. And hey, Justin, good morning again, and educate us. Take it away.
Welcome back, everybody, and I am your student host, Justin Hill. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. My diamond segment is on Garrett Morgan. Garrett Morgan was born March 4th, 1844, and died July 27th, 1963. He was an American inventor, businessman, and community leader. His most notable inventions were a traffic light, which was the first three-way signal, and a gas mask notably used in a 1916 tunnel construction disaster rescue. He created a successful company called G.A. Morgan Hair Refining Company based on his hair product inventions, along with a complete line of hair care products, and became involved in the civic and power tissue advancement of African Americans, especially in and around Cleveland, Ohio. And that is it for my segment on Gary Morgan. But the reason why I chose Gary Morgan as my diamond segment was because he was an important inventor creating the gas mask. And that is it for my segment of diamonds.
Okay, Justin, you know you're never going to get off the line, right? I'm not going to let you off the hook. I just want you to recite or repeat what I'm telling you now, and I want you to try to remember it for the rest of your life, because it is almost like a compass that people like Garrett Morgan used, Benjamin Banneker used. Invention, necessity is the mother of invention. Necessity is the mother of invention. Invention. Okay, so let me say that one more time. Necessity is the mother of invention. So when we find things to become necessary for our everyday, daily lives, we as human beings and as people, as creative people, as innovative people, we create something to make our lives easier. So if you please, just let me hear you say it in your voice. Necessity is the mother of invention.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
All right. Okay. So now we're going to musically continue. And when we come back, we're going to come back straight to Justin for his definition to correspond with that word. Don't you go anyplace. Right now we have Jill Scott.
Yeah.
you seen me up 24th Street with a money cat, but you know it's a lie. You keep lying to my man, girlfriend. I'm gonna take you out in the middle of the street and whoop your ass for all it's worth.
Hey, Jill Scott, calm that down. It's time for our segment of Chains of Events, which is an interpretation of news as it affects the minority community from the Alloys of Newark. It's a report on events, politics, education, law, business, religion, and science. You see, Chains of Events reveals the interpretation of one event to another so that you, our Quest listenership audience, will know what's happening. Now, today, I want to talk about crime in the city of Newark, and I want to talk about what President Barack Obama, he joined the chorus in praise for Newark and Mayor Ross J. Baraka on Wednesday when the nation's 44th president recognized the city of Newark for success in reducing violence with an $800,000 grant to continue that work. And the My Brother's Keeper Alliance, created by the president in 2014, now run by the Obama Foundation, will recognize Newark as a model community to serve as an example for communities nationwide. Now, I don't think everybody got that message, so I just had to deliver it. And with that being said, I want to bring our student host, the real deal, Justin Hill, back on the scene. Talk to me, man. Good morning again. And what's your next segment there, definitions? Talk to me.
Welcome back, everybody. And it is now time for my last segment of definitions. Businessman. A person who works in business or commerce, especially at an executive level. Also, a person with a specified level of skill in financial matters. The reason why I chose businessman for my definition segment was because Gary Morgan was a businessman. So that's the reason why I chose it. And that is, and you are listening to Justin Hill.
And that's why we call it a chain of events, because I have a connection. We're not finished with Newark and chain of events. I have another story for you, and it has everything to do with Mayor Ross J. Baraka once again. And this week, this past week, that is, he announced that the Newark Municipal Council gave a final approval on Wednesday to an ordinance creating the Home Ownership Revitalization Program. Now, everybody, listen up. This is a measure that enables low-cost sales of an rehab properties, old properties that are on the books that are owned by the city, right? The residents of the city of Newark who have lived in Newark for like 5 years or more, or been displaced by gentrification, these properties will be used for the construction of 1, 2, or 3, or 4 family homes. Now, this initiative also establishes a program for home buyer counseling and creating well-informed owners with the knowledge of how to successfully redevelop properties. Participants will gain an understanding of what home ownership is about, including the borrowing process and the housing needs, the maintenance and the household budget, and more. Now, if you're more interested in that, you can contact the City of Newark, or you can contact the NACA, N-A-C-A of Newark, because they're administering the program. And just to go back on this one more time, if you have been living in the City of Newark for 5 years or more, or for some reason not of yours that you had to live here, you're able to buy city property for as little as a dollar, can believe it or not. And this is an initiative to help people that live in Newark to create wealth. And ladies and gentlemen, everybody on the line, I think that this is two excellent stories, chains of events that are going on in my hometown, the city that I love, the city of Newark, New Jersey. Now, I want to continue by handing it back over to our student host, Brielle Claire. Brielle, I know I've been running my mouth here, but I think it's important information. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you one more time, Brielle Claire. Take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Bett, and I am here with my last segments for today on diamonds and definitions. This segment provides history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. T.J. Marshall. He was born on June 29, 1844, in Pennsylvania, and moved to Linn County with his parents, settling near Viola. When he was an adult, he was credited for improving the design for fire extinguishers. Although he invented a system where water is pumped through the pipe and becomes individual sprinklers once it comes out. Although he was patented in 1872, March 26, and began its use in 1874. It was commonly used for large factories for putting out fires. These systems can also control a fire before the fire department arrives. Improving the design of fire extinguishers, he created all sizes of fire extinguishers, sprinklers for buildings either small or buildings that are tall. Although time went by and he has sadly passed away in 1927. And I would like to jump right into my definitions for this segment.
Well, wait a minute. Before you do, I would like for you to step away from the background noise, right? And I want to give you a moment to do that before you go into your next segment. right? And that being said, I'm going to give you a moment to step away. And when we come back, right, hopefully you have the background quieted down. Right now, I'm going to come back to Justin. Justin, I want you to look into some amazing facts about Mother Nature and give us one and relate it. And it's time for you to do that thing for us and give your mother a big happy Mother's Day shout out. Well, I think you know what I'm talking about. And Brielle, just hold tight. We'll be back with you in just a moment. Yeah, Justin, take it away, man. Did you come up with anything?
I'm still trying to think.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a moment, right? And we're going to just go right, and I'm not going to give you that much longer, but I'm going to give you a minute. Uh-oh, there's music back on. We got a little bit more time. Now, were you able to come up with something?
Yes.
Lay it on us.
Okay, so before I get into what I'm going to say about Mother Nature, I'm going to be telling you about the King's Hui plant. Most plants reproduce by mixing the genetic matter of two or more plants. To reproduce, the plant simply drops its own branch, which will form its own root system and become its own plant, but with identical DNA to the parent plant. Unfortunately, it's difficult for these plants to form defenses against diseases and predators without mixing genetic material. So, as a result, King's Hui, which exists only in Tasmania, is critically endangered. So now I'm going to be talking about Mother Nature. And the King's Hui plant is in nature. And nature is also known as Mother Nature. So the King's Hui plant connects to my mother because basically my mother reproduces so she could like be a better person for her children. Like, that's basically it. And I just want to say happy Mother's Day to other mothers out there in the world.
All right. That's a great job. Right. As we continue musically, we can get right back. Hey, who turned that music up that loud? Okay, as we getting along here, right, we're going to come right back right now to Brielle. Brielle, take it away and close us out. Well, not close us out, but finish up.
Okay, I'm here with my last segment for today on definition, improvement. An example or instance of improving or being improved. For an example, he improved the design of the fire sprinklers. And the etymology of this word is Middle English, profitable, management, or use profit. And I would also like to say something about Mother Nature that I found. Trees provide shade and protect us from the sun. And our moms protect us from bad things that go around in our surroundings. But again, you are listening to Brielle, and that is it for my segment on definitions.
And Brielle, what's the most important thing you want to say to your mom?
Happy Mother's Day.
All right. Thank you so much, Brielle. I want to let you go, Brielle, because I know that you're out and about and you've torn yourself away from your family and everything. Brielle, just give us, what did you think about today's show? You want to give us a rundown, but wrap it up, and then we're going to come to Justin, and we're going to bring the pastor back in, too. What do you think about today's show, Brielle?
I think today's show was pretty good, and what I did in today's show was, first up, I had Benjamin Oliver David Jr., and for my definition for him was on pilot. And next, I had T.J. Marshall with the definition of improvement. And again, you are listening to Brielle, and that is it for my little rundown.
All right. Thank you so much, Brielle. You've done a great job. And we're going to let you break away with the family and celebrate Mother's Day. And thank you so much for your participation and a job well done. We want to come back to the pastor and ask him, as a writer in the seat. Now, you know, the two student owners had to sit up in the front seat and allow me to help drive, but they did most of the driving, and I want to bring the pastor in. Pastor, give us your blessing and tell us what you thought about today's broadcast.
All right, first off, I want to thank all the listeners out there in Radio Land. Thank you to all the 300 winning team members. Thank you for Mr. Ronnie Jones for being on the show. Definitely want to give honor to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Give honor to all the mothers under the sound of my voice. I know it gets hard, but it's because y'all, we are still here. I love the show. I had a great time on the broadcast, and it's real good to see the young kids getting involved. It's very good. The Bible teaches you, you train them up as a child. When they're grown, you won't have to worry about them. So I just have to say this, and this will be the last thing I say. Today is my day. I will control over what I can and release of that what I can't. I will be confident in my words and myself. Resilience will trump rejection. Favor will overcome frustration. For every yes, I secure the victory. For every no, I plant the seed. Every contact is a new opportunity, a new challenge, the moment of truth. I'm important. I make a difference. I'm inspired by those around me. I'm blessed from above. Faith falls. I shall prevail. Those are power words I use to start my day. Please download, share, and like. Tell everybody about this broadcast. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints, call me direct, 602-478-1619. Once again, 602-478-1619. I say this, and I'm going to land the plane, let my guy, Ronnie Jones, in. Jesus is the light of the world, and he's waiting on you. With that being said, y'all have a blessed one. Mr. Jones, you got a floor.
Okay. Justin, I want you to wrap it up and close us out, and I want to say to you, a job well done. I tried to catch you out there, but you were standing up on your feet, ready to rock and roll and, you know, use the hammer to nail everything I asked you. A job well done once again, Justin Hill. Justin, close us out for the day.
Welcome back, everybody, and it is your studio host, Justin Hill. I want to thank everyone for joining us on another episode of WSOU. Quest Youth Radio is the best youth radio.
Youth radio. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to send Justin with his family as they chill out for the rest of the day. And I'm going to leave you with the sounds of James Brown. So if you're not doing anything else, get on the good
get
foot.
Get past the people. Get past the hitmen. Get on down. I want to get on the good foot. Going down to the crib to let all hang out. I wear sober.
Get it.